You're listening to SBS News.
One in eight Australians living with dementia speak a language other than English at home, and almost one in five in residential aged care have English as their second language. This can be an issue in Australia as many sufferers lose their second language skills, reverting to their native tongue as the disease progresses. Marie McCabe is the Chief Executive of Dementia Australia.
That is very common, where people actually revert to their language of birth, and it can be very, very difficult for people and an incredibly isolating experience to not be able to communicate.
Ms. McCabe says additional social isolation caused by the COVID-19 pandemic has quickened the progression of the disease for some sufferers.
We're finding from the research that people's dementia is progressing more rapidly. And what that means is that they are losing abilities to do things more quickly. And they're abilities that most people living with dementia will not be able to restore.
Masks are necessary for health reasons, but add to the confusion.
Now, people living with dementia, as their communication becomes compromised, they rely on those visual cues such as facial expressions. And when people have got masks on, they can't do that. So it can be very distressing and disorienting and very confusing for people living with dementia at a time like this.
This is why the charity has launched coronavirus fact sheets in 38 languages. These include tips on how to stay active and engaged during lockdown, as well as COVID-19 symptoms to look out for and hygiene information. Joe Coppy cares for his wife Joyce, who was diagnosed with dementia 7 years ago.
She's getting a little bit more forgetful now, although she still does pretty well everything. She had a dishwasher on this morning. She does the ironing, washing, shopping.
Joe is a native Italian speaker. His family came to Australia as displaced people after World War II. He says the in-language sheets provide sufferers with a better understanding of what is happening.
Especially if it's in their language, apart from being, read to them, they can pick that up and perhaps, over the little, it depends on what stage they are with dementia, whether they can actually go through and read it themselves quietly. Or not, but yes, absolutely. It gives them that sort of confidence.
Joe and Joyce Coppy are based in Melbourne, so their conversations with family are still limited to Zoom calls. But an assistance dog called Venus has helped Joyce stay socially active while remaining socially distant.
That's given her a lot of confidence, responsibility. She feeds Venus morning and night, so that's also helped, that stimulation of, the brain and so forth that dementia affects.
The fact sheets are available on the Dementia Australia website. Lucy Murray, SBS News.